This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. More than 100 protesters, including children, killed by security forces in Myanmar. At least 114 people were killed Saturday as security forces cracked down on protests against the February 1st coup that ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. That's according to the online news service Myanmar Now. Sunday, protesters returned to the streets to press their demands for a return to democracy. The Saturday killings by police and soldiers took place throughout the country as Myanmar's military celebrated the annual Armed Forces Day holiday with a parade in the country's capital, Naypyidaw. The bloodshed quickly drew international condemnation, both from the diplomatic missions within Myanmar and from abroad. The military chiefs of 12 nations issued a joint statement condemning the use of force against unarmed people. The statement reads, "A professional military follows international standards for conduct and is responsible for protecting, not harming, the people it serves." Suicide bombers attacked a Catholic church on Indonesia's Sulawesi Island on Palm Sunday, wounding at least 14 people. A video obtained by the Associated Press showed body parts scattered near a burning motorbike at the gates of the Sacred Heart of Jesus Cathedral in Makassar, the capital of South Sulawesi Province. A priest at the church said he had just finished celebrating Mass when the explosion went off. He said security guards at the church were suspicious of two people on a motorcycle who wanted to enter the building, and when they went to confront them, one of them detonated explosives. The wounded included four guards and several churchgoers. This